Welcome to this podcast for TXN 201B. I'm Mark van Dijk, one of your lecturers. The aim of this podcast is to provide you with some feedback regarding your first assignment. The average mark was 52%, and 52% of students passed the assignment. Work through the solution carefully and re-study those areas where you made mistakes. Be aware that there will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. A majority of students selected the correct option in most cases, but there were a few questions where students had problems. Question 8 was one such question. This was a theory question where the taxpayer organized an auction, received the funds from the auction, and then later paid over the funds to a charitable organization. You had to determine whether the funds raised at the auction would be included in the taxpayer's gross income. This scenario is very similar to an actual court case, the Witwatersrand Association of Racing Clubs case. See page 45 of your textbook. The important principle here is that the taxpayer was not acting as an agent for the charity. He had a moral obligation to pay over the funds to the charity, but he did not have a legal obligation to pay over the funds. The funds were accordingly included in the taxpayer's gross income. Read through the court case on page 45 to get a clearer understanding of the principles involved. The majority of students also selected the wrong option for question 16, another theory question, this time involving the general deduction formula. One of the statements was incorrect and you had to identify it. Option 5 was the incorrect statement. It read as follows. The cost of improving the income earning structure of a person's business is deductible in terms of the general deduction formula. That statement is incorrect for the following reason. An expense incurred by a business is either related to the operation of that business, in other words, it's a running cost, and those costs are deductible in terms of the general deduction formula, or the expense is related to establishing or improving the income earning structure of the business. Acquiring machinery for a business would be an example of improving the income earning structure of the business. And that type of expense is capital in nature and not deductible in terms of the general deduction formula. Go through section 4.8 in your textbook. The final question that the majority of students got wrong was question 19. This was a calculation-based question that required you to calculate the taxable portion of an individual's foreign dividends. Many students get confused regarding the fractions for calculating the exempt portion of foreign dividends and the taxable portion of foreign dividends. If you want to work out the exempt portion, multiply the gross amount received by 25 divided by 40. That calculated amount can then be deducted from the total dividends received in order to give you the taxable portion. Alternatively, you can simply multiply the gross amount by 15 divided by 40, which will give you the taxable portion of foreign dividends in one step. Whichever method you choose, you should end up with the same answer. Question 19 asked for the taxable portion of foreign dividends. Therefore, option 4 was the correct choice. If you have any queries, please feel free to contact us via phone or email. All our contact details are in your study material. We wish you all the best for the next assignment and the rest of your studies for the taxation of individuals.